Hello and welcome. In this practice here, we'll be working with a practice that is usually called alternate nostril breathing or Nadi Shodhana. This is a practice where we use our fingers to block the flow of air in the left nostril and then the right nostril. And I will guide you through the practice as we go. This practice is particularly helpful to really cultivate, refine, and strengthen the breath. It's used to prepare for meditation, and it can be used to calm and soothe the entire system. I don't recommend this practice if you have a cold or a headache, or if the practice causes anxiety or distress. In that case, you can always just return to the natural breath if you start to feel too uncomfortable. Now, to begin, go ahead and find a comfortable position. It's important for our breath practices, our pranayama, to be comfortable and at ease. I recommend sitting upright in a seated meditation posture, so you could use a 4 to 6 inch lift underneath you. Or you're welcome to practice reclined. And in that case, I recommend having your reclined posture slightly elevated so that your forehead is higher than your chin and your chin is higher than your chest. So you could use a yoga bolster propped up on an angle to accomplish this. So go ahead and find that comfortable seat or position. And if you're in the seated meditation posture, really allow now your lower body to settle and drop and invite your spine to lift upwards. You could close your eyes or soften your gaze. And allow the breath to flow without manipulation for a few cycles. Go ahead and take a few slow, soft breaths. And exhale completely through the nostrils. And then from here, we're going to use our peace fingers, so your index finger and your middle finger, and we'll just place those between the eyebrows, just above the bridge of the nose. So if you're right-handed, we'll be using the thumb to block the right nostril, and then eventually we'll use the ring finger to block the left nostril. So if you are left-handed or using your left hand as your dominant hand, then of course this will be opposite. So from here, just exhaling fully through both nostrils. And then we'll block the right nostril with the thumb if you're right-handed. And you're looking to block just at the hollow on the side of the nose. Using just your fingertip, it's actually a very gentle pressure, so not a very firm or strong pressure at all, just enough to block the flow of air with the tip of your thumb. And then from here, we'll take an inhale through the left side. And at the top of the inhale, you go ahead and block that left nostril with your ring finger and open your right side. Exhale through the right side. And then keep that right side open and left side closed and take an inhale through that same side. At the top of your inhale, we'll close the right side, open left, exhale through left side. At the bottom of your exhale, take an inhale through that same side, left side inhaling. And at the top of the inhale, you block left side, exhale through right. Inhale through that same right side, keeping the left side blocked. And at the top of the inhale, blocking right side, opening left, exhale through left. Same side, we inhale. And at the top of the inhale, you block left side, open right, exhale through right nostril. Inhale through same side, right side. At the top of the inhale, you close that side and open opposite side. Exhale. And then you can slowly release the hands. And just take a few breaths in and out of the nose. Allowing the breath to flow evenly through left side and right side. You could take note here if you observed that one side felt more blocked or restricted in some way than the other. And just allowing a few cycles of unimpeded breath through both nostrils. Good, and then you can open eyes. And that concludes our practice for today. Thank you for your practice.